acrobats, harlequins.
Yeah, I can see some of those in my head.
Yeah, there it was a much happier time. So it Picasso's collages, his paintings, his sculptures really make you feel good when you look at them, for the most part.
Well, some of them.
Yeah,
some of them. I mean, when I was in Spanish class in high school, we saw Guernica, which is his black and white mural, which is, I think, somewhere in Spain. You know, very much war and not as nice.
Yeah, he does, as I'm looking through some of his works, he did have some depictions of poverty and war, but then, you know, a portrait of Gertrude Stein and some other works, including some self-portraits, are just beautiful to look at. I'm glad you were able to come up with him.
Yeah.
And here is hoping that you're able to have a great day. Larry in Elwood City just came up with the answer simultaneously just a few moments ago. Susie, thanks for checking in as always.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, Picasso, paint the sky. Put a white cloud in it. Add a small red bird or two. It only takes a minute. Hey, Picasso, in the background. Paint the Eiffel Tower. Add some flowers one by one.
Is Jessica Harper with a tune called Hey Picasso, charged to you if you came up with Picasso. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube, City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
It's warm for the end of October, even for this town. A mist hangs in the autumn air, like it's afraid to touch the ground. The lights are so bright they won't turn them down until the middle of the night. Get this feeling in my heart, I remember well. It takes my mind off everything else, like hearing a secret that you're not supposed to tell. Two tickets for the ride, and they strap me in, rising up. brothers, they hold hands as the carousel spins round. And this is the only time of year when children screaming is a welcome sound. As the cotton candy melts right in my mouth, I hardly even notice as the ride starts slowing down. And there's something about the way it makes me feel. It all looks different from the top of the Ferris wheel. And I know when my feet finally hit the ground, I will not remember coming down. When I wonder if the ride is worth the price, as soon as it begins to spin, all my cares are gone and high and high up in the air, where my life is just as simple as a day at the small. It's cold for the middle of November. Wasn't ready for the rain. The parking lot seems emptier than I remember. Maybe it's just the same. The winter's closing in when the nights pass slow. All the bright lights made me think things were changing, but I probably should have known. But there's no way getting around the way I feel. The view's much better from the top of the Ferris wheel. I should have known when my feet finally hit the ground, I would not remember the coming.
Saturday Light Brigade with Dave Potts and a song called Ferris Wheel, getting us started with this hour. And in a moment, we're going to play Brigade Charades. I'm getting my charades capabilities ready, and I hope you are too.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
We are rounding out what we have been calling Car-tober, where we've made it especially easy for you to take part in a special campaign where you can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible. Our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For more information, call 855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's Brigade Charade. It's just like charades, only as we give you the clue for each syllable we have to speak, use our words, because this is the medium that has exclusively figured out how to keep the pictures from coming to you. Radio is exclusive on that, limiting our transmission to audio. The clue is absent-minded, absent-minded. And we have three syllables in the answer we seek. And the syllables are in favor of, syllable one, acquire is syllable two, and stuffed is syllable free. Remember, spelling does not count. Again, the clue is absent-minded, and the three syllables are one, in favor of, two, acquire, and the third syllable is stuffed. Do you have an idea of what the answer might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to ride o'er the plains and the desert, out west to the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling when the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart, the life I love the best.
Lives run smooth as clockwork when they play their game. by the station on a warm October day. Georgie watches fire engines scream and pull away. They're racing to the rescue of his city in distress. He nods and smiles to himself. Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. He imagines how it feels to inhale the sulfur gas, to feel the rush of demon heat when flames won't let you pass, to know that you're a hero with strong arms and big heart. Georgie knows that isn't him, but he can do his part. He finds a secret hiding place to be first on the scene. Flicker, 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 spark. Must be Halloween. Sing the tale. The satisfied young firefighter knows that he won't fail. We are twined together in some strange entangled way. We might reach for halos, but our feet are stuck in clay. And our conscience is the sound of that scratching on the screen. Turn the lights on now. Must be Halloween.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's a group called the Yellow Room Gang. Musicians from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. And you also heard the Back Porch Swing Band with I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. Some great yodeling. And that's a tune. Here again is this morning's brigade charade puzzle for you to work on solving. The clue is absent-minded. There are three syllables in the answer. These are the clues for those three syllables. In favor of, acquire, and stuffed. Put all three of those together and you should be able to come up with a three-syllable word answering the clue. Absent-minded. There's still time to share your answer with us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's Ron. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for checking in. And he recapped some of our earlier puzzles in his message, mentioning with respect to Picasso that he had Guernica and Blue Nude in his apartment and his, quote, misspent youth. And he thought of a few other four-letter names, in this case, that end in S-H. Johnny Cash, George Bush, Tom Rush, Hamilton Fish, and Lillian Gish. Also regular words. Thank you. That's a good puzzle. Thank you to Carrie for your update about school growing up. Bruce came up with the correct answer to our brigade charade, as did Russ. Bruce, by the way, is in Crafton Heights. Russ is in King, John came up with the correct answer in Carrick. Tommy in Virginia got it, said a Jim in Crafton Heights, and Barbara in Highland Park. Barbara plays a great game of brigade charade. She often comes up with these. Stu in McCandless also got it, as did Jim in Blackridge and Larry in Elwood City. And Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is becoming a game that you're getting very good at.
Yeah. I was going to mention that yesterday I experienced my 2 seconds of fame.
Oh, what happened?
I got to serve, you could say, a famous Steeler football player, macaroni and cheese.
Well, that's nice. I have to wonder about the venue and circumstances.
Well, I was, I don't know if you've heard of Mission of Mercy, but they're having a big dental clinic and vision clinic and I guess hearing clinic down at the convention center. And I volunteered to serve the meals to the other volunteers. And Rocky Blyer came through the line. I really didn't know what he looked like. I kind of had an idea, but then the guy had a Steelers shirt on, and on the back of it said Blyer. So I figured it was Rocky Blyer.
Him. Rocky's a good guy, and I've met him and his daughter. I've been with him a couple of times, and I say this as a person who's, you know, 5'10". Not particularly tall. Rocky is not as tall as you would expect a football player to be. He's a relatively, I hate to say the word short, but he's shorter than you. At least that was always my impression. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, he wasn't that tall. I guess when you're smaller like that, you can squeeze through smaller holes in the line or something like that.
Well, and I have a question. If you're a volunteer and you're serving the volunteers their food, like macaroni and cheese, who serves you as a volunteer?
Oh, I serve myself. I take a break and then I go and get myself some food and go eat.
Now, that just doesn't seem right. It seems like there should be another volunteer that would serve you, but then we'd have to find a volunteer to serve that volunteer. And before you know it, it would be difficult. It sounds like it was a great event. Vision and dental clinics.
It's amazing how much equipment they move in there. You know, like the dental equipment and cables, and I guess they have the water lines and all that kind of stuff. It's just I've done it for maybe 7 years or so, and they used to have it at the hockey arena. And there you could really see, because it's all out in the ice area, and you could really see all the cables and everything that was necessary to, you know, to have the thing, all the whole thing functioning.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of hidden when you're in the doctor's office, but when you're out there, you can see all the complexities right there in front of you.
Right.
That's something. Well, you figured this out.
I can't remember the answer. I guess I'm forgetful.
Ah, there you go. Forgetful it is. And in favor of is, what's that?
Four.
Four. And acquire is gets. That's it. And stuffed is, I've eaten.
I was full yesterday after lunch.
There you go. So that's four, get full, absent-minded. Very good.
Well, do you think that Dr. Boo is absent-minded since he can't find his brain? I mean, he's been looking for that for I don't care how long, 30 years?
Well, maybe I'll see if I can look for Dr. Boo and bring him out, because it is the season, Halloween, a mere 6 days away, and we'll try to get that on. He's that absent-minded professor type. I don't know where that expression originated, the absent-minded professor.
Well, there's a movie called The Absent-Minded Professor, and I can't remember if it was Fred McMurray or Jerry Lewis. And there was also a movie called The Nutty Professor. So I have a feeling that either Jerry Lewis was in The Nutty Professor or The Absent-Minded Professor, and Fred McMurray was on either one of the two. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I think Fred was the absent-minded professor. I know that. And Jerry Lewis was definitely the nutty professor. Later, Eddie Murphy reprised that role. But the absent-minded professor is a stock character of popular fiction, says Wikipedia, usually portrayed as a talented academic whose brilliance is accompanied by below-par functioning in other areas, leading to forgetfulness. Kind of makes sense, I guess.
I remember asking Ricky if she had lots of strings tied around her fingers.
No, but I do. I have the equivalent of strings. When I have our notes on the backs of envelopes that only make sense at the time they are written and make no sense whatsoever afterwards.
Well, I was going to say that's what made 3M a multi-million company was the Post-it notes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, a charge to you, and thank you, Tom, and a charge to you if you came up with forgetful.
Don't you send me flowers and say your love is true. Make it like you love me and saying what you do. Don't you say you've missed me, I'm always on your mind. Don't whisper those sweet nothings I can't ever find. So I've gone to the mountains, picking bluebells and mountain columbine. Oh, I've gone to the mountains for violets and birds of paradise. But forget me nots, I'm skipping. Presents, don't call me on the phone. Don't leave me waiting all night alone. Don't say you'd regret it if I become his bride. Cause darling, if you love me, you'd be here by my side. So I've gone to the mountains, picking bluebells and mountain columbine. Oh, I've gone to the mountains for violets and birds of paradise. But forget me nots, I'm skipping on. I'm leaving them behind. Violets and birds of paradise. But forget me
Saturday Light Brigade with the Hot Club of Cowtown. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you again if you came up with Forgetful. Jim in Crafton Heights and Susan, or maybe the other Susan, came up with the correct answer. And Ralph also came up with it, as did Bonnie up on Observatory Hill. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the city of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Oh, Igor,
what?
We seem to be out of brains. Won't you be a dear and run off to find some?
Some people keep their brains securely in their heads. Some keep them safe in mason jars underneath their beds. Igor keeps a spare one in the closet in the hall. Some people act as if they didn't have a brain at all. Where do you keep your brain to keep it safe out of the rain? You better know where your brain is.
If Igor finds it, he'll think it's his.
My sister keeps her brain tucked underneath her hat. My uncle left his in the dryer at the laundromat. My parents keep their brains in the glove box of the car. And that way they will always know exactly where they are. Where do you keep your brain? Do you keep it safe out of the rain? You'd better know where your brain is.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
On the bedpost overnight. He swears that in the morning he wakes up refreshed and bright. Your brain is not a toy. You must handle it with care. For if you ever need it, it's nice to know it's there. Where do you keep?
Where do you keep?
Your brain.
Your brain.
Do you keep it safe?
You keep it safe.
Out of the rain.
Out of the rain.
You better know.
You better know.
Where your brain is.
What's a nice brain like yours doing in a jar like this?
Where do you keep?
Where do you keep?
Your brain.
Your brain.
Do you keep it safe?
Do you keep it safe?
Out of the rain.
Out of the rain.
You better know.
You better know.
Where your brain is.
Igor, you're back.
Never.
Good. Well, let's just see. Igor, you've done it again. That's not a brain. It's a cauliflower.
Never.
Yes, I know they look alike, but they don't work the same. We tried one in the last monster, and all he wanted to do was grow vegetables. It was so embarrassing, one of my monsters winning first place at the county fair. Oh, Igor.
The Saturday Light Brigade with a group called the Family Arts Theater, featuring our friends Paula Purnell and Bruce Adamson there. Guess what? Ricky audited the High Clue and found a bookkeeping error. We've made a journal entry to true it up, and we now have the classic of five-syllable, seven-syllable, five-syllable form. Ricky, thank you. That could have cost us a lot once the external auditor came by to take a look at our High Clue books.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express.
Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
If you enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade or share our passion for amplifying underheard voices through our Youth Media Center and other programs, we hope you will take a moment and review SLB at Great Nonprofits. Your review helps us maintain our top-rated nonprofit status. And your feedback also helps our funders know that you believe in our work. If you have a moment, tinyurl.com/review SLB 2025 is how to do it. You can leave your review. When you hit save, they will ask you to create an account just to make sure that the ballot box is not stuffed, so to speak, but they handle that information privately. Again, it's tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. It's also just a great way to learn about other nonprofits, all at greatnonprofits.org. Thank you. Well, here's our freshly audited syllabically correct. Here's our, can I say anatomically correct? I'm going with anatomically correct. High clue. Listen carefully. Avian shelter. That's a fun woodshop project or a store purchase. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck, 412-200-5975.
Jackets are snapping, blankets are wrapping, daylight is fading as the harvest moon waxes underway. Wood is stacking, bonfires are crackling, the soccer fields are filling as we all join together. watching as the school bus comes rumbling down the road. Summer dreams are fading, the farmers are haying, a new year's beginning, and we're so much older than before. We welcome the fall as the earth tilts and spins, the north wind she calls, the
should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see
Megan McDonough at the Saturday Light Brigade. Susie requested that When October Goes. And before that, Susan Reed.
I'm your only.
Susan Reed was able to play a tune for you called Harvest. And I almost gave away. I gave you a big clue a second ago if you were listening carefully. I almost gave away the answer to this morning's Brigade Charade, partly because it's a song I'm looking forward to playing for you. Bruce Ingram just got the correct answer. The correct answer also from Tom and McCandless. Let me give you the high clue again so you can try it. Avian Shelter, that's a fun wood shop project or a store purchase. 412-200-5975 is how to reach us if you would like to share what you believe is the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia is getting them all pretty much this morning. He got the correct answer, as did Susie. And Jim in Crafton Heights, John and Addie in East Deer came up with it, as did Rich in Freeport, Mike in Mars, and Larry in Elwood City. Kathy is in Tionesta with the correct answer. Good morning, Kathy, and good morning, Jack. Mike notes it doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see October go. Oh, it doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see October go. Where you put the comma in that sentence is really important. It doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see October go. I love fall, and spring is probably a close second place, and I hate to see it go too. A few other correct answers. Jim in Crafton Heights has it. Also a correct answer from Jess in the South Hills. We were looking for Birdhouse, Avian Shelter. That's a fun woodshop project. You may have made one of these in school woodshop. I know I did, or in a workshop, or a store purchase. We were looking for Birdhouse. And our friends at Buffalo Rose have a forthcoming album called All You Can Eat, and it's going to consist of cover songs. And they decided to do this as a cover song. It was released just, I think, on Thursday, 3 or 4 days ago. And I saw it. You know how I like to talk about we filter the pictures before they come to you. Well, this is one that is a fun video if you chose to watch it. But it's also great to listen to the incomparable Buffalo Rose with their take on They Might Be Giants song, Birdhouse in Your Soul.
I'm your well, it's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spell.
Little birdhouse in your soul.
Look at Mary in the alley by the light switch. Who watches?
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Jerry Douglas and Peter Rowan on vocal, Chicka Lee Lo, and Buffalo Rose did Birdhouse in Your Soul. Let's sneak this in. Congratulations if you knew Birdhouse.
I've heard you in the early morn outside my window pane. Heard you sing a happy song after a summer rain. I've heard you when I'm happy. I've heard you when I'm blue. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. I've heard you when I'm happy. I've heard you when I'm blue. You've sung so many songs for me. A song for you. I've seen you in the forest tall, and I've seen you by the sea. Your wings, they fill the sky each fall, returning in the spring. If you should ever stay away, I don't know what I'd do. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. Should ever stay away. I don't know what I'd do. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you.
Bill Staines with This Song Is For The Birds, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, W.